And it's now time for your daily Fortis Newsbreaker production of Fortis Institute. The Biden administration's border policies continue bearing deadly fruit as ICE and the FBI arrested a suspected Al-Qaeda member who was paroled into the U.S. in 2023. The 39-year-old Russian national was arrested in Philadelphia after being declared a fugitive wanted for terrorist ties. Despite having no immigrant visa and being charged as inadmissible, he was simply paroled into the country and given a notice to appear before an immigration judge. Speaking of patterns, federal authorities also arrested Daniel Park in New York for allegedly providing 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate to someone who died bombing a California fertility clinic last month. Park was extradited from Poland after Attorney General Pam Bondi secured his return during a diplomatic trip. The attack targeted the Palm Springs American Reproductive Centers with a blast powerful enough to send vehicle parts hundreds of feet into the air. Meanwhile, LGBT activists have found their latest hate crime hoax, and it's their most desperate yet. They're claiming actor Jonathan Joss was executed by homophobic neighbors based solely on a Facebook post from his alleged husband, who turns out to be a trans-identifying woman he married just months ago. The post describes years of harassment, including neighbors displaying his dead dog's skull and burning his house down. Problem is, Joss himself admitted to local news that he likely caused the house fire by leaving a propane heater on. And this manufactured outrage gains a new context when you see how GLAAD defines hate incidents. Their latest report claims transgender hate hit a record high with 932 incidents, but the biggest category was protests. That's right, they're counting peaceful demonstrations by parents fighting for children as hate crimes. Speaking of inflated claims, the liberal enclave of Missoula, Montana just made the pride flag their official city banner, an apparent in around the state's new law banning political flags on government property. On the economic front, President Trump is finding Chinese President Xi Jinping extremely hard to make a deal with as trade negotiations stall. The Treasury Secretary says talks are a bit stalled after China violated its 90-day agreement by restricting critical mineral exports despite promising otherwise. Finally, in Arkansas, Governor Sarah Sanders is standing firm after CVS threatened to close all 23 pharmacies in the state over her new law targeting pharmacy benefit managers. These drug middlemen have created a monopoly that inflates prices while driving small pharmacies out of business. Sanders told the Daily Wire she will not let CVS manipulate and control the market, and that other pharmacies are ready to step in. And that wraps up today's Fortis Newsbreak. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.